Lesson 3. How our emotions affect the autonomic nervous system. Understanding a little about the autonomic nervous system helps in understanding how the results of our emotions can be either helpful or hurtful. Our bodies have an autonomic nervous system, which regulates bodily functions such as heart rate, digestion, respiratory rate, pupillary response, and so forth. The autonomic nervous system has separate branches. One is called the sympathetic nervous system and is often called the fight or flight system. Another branch is called the parasympathetic nervous system, which is often called the rest and digest system. In many cases, both of these systems have opposite actions, where one system activates a physiological response and the other inhibits it. In other words, our bodies are designed to naturally take care of things like our digestion and immune system to keep us nourished and healthy. But during times of an emergency, the body puts those things on hold in order to direct energy into more important things, like the ability to run away from danger right now. Our bodies produce a stress hormone called cortisol, which is like a built-in alarm. It works with certain parts of your brain to control your mood, motivation, and fear. It accelerates heartbeat, increases blood sugar, and alters other body systems to prepare your body to respond to the danger. When your body is on high alert, cortisol can alter or shut down functions that get in the way. These might include your digestion or reproductive systems, your immune system, or even your growth processes. After the danger has passed, then your cortisol level should calm down and your heart, blood pressure, and other body systems should get back to normal. This is a wonderful, natural, and automatic process designed to help keep us safe and enable us to quickly respond to danger. However, this fight or flight system is only intended to be used for short periods of time. And if we keep our bodies constantly in the fight or flight response with worry and stress, it can negatively affect virtually every organ system in the body. According to the National Institutes of Health, prolonged stress has been shown to cause numerous health problems, including anxiety and depression, headaches, heart disease, memory and concentration problems, problems with digestion, trouble sleeping, weight gain, weakening of the immune system, which makes you more likely to have colds and other infections, high blood pressure, upset stomach, ulcers and acid reflux, increased rapid heartbeat and heart palpitations, panic attacks, cardiovascular problems, increase in blood sugar levels, irritable bowel problems, backaches, tension headaches or migraines, chronic fatigue syndrome, respiratory problems and heavy breathing, and worsening of skin conditions such as eczema. This list includes many of the physical problems that can arise from chronic fear, anxiety, worry, and stress. But there are also many social, mental, and emotional problems as well. Chronic fear, anxiety, worry, and/or stress can negatively affect our performance at work. It can negatively affect our relationships. It can negatively affect our happiness and well-being. When we're on the wrong side of that Yerkes-Dodson curve, our performance in every area diminishes. In the next lesson, I'll explain how developing coping skills can help us relieve stress so we can improve our mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by physicist and chemist Marie Curie. She said, "Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood."